by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care. You know where they're at. They're on Swan Drive, just down the road from Taco Bell, just down the road from Green Country Village, or if you're coming the other direction, start at the tag agency and keep on going. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. I feel like you missed what I always tell everyone is. It's right next to Walmart, because everyone knows. I mean, yeah. Yes. Well, good morning, Charlie. We're glad to be here again today and have an opportunity to just chat a little bit.
It is. There are so many things that Elder Care does. And yes, there are certain, central mission items that we kind of hit every month. But there are other things that we don't talk a lot about, your physical therapy program or your gerontologist or some of the things that are available. People kind of, I knew they did that, but I forgot.
Exactly. Well, there's just so many. Yeah. I mean, if we talked about it every month, it would be very difficult. But there are so many things that happen kind of at special times of the year, so that we just save those conversations for then.
We're not doing Medicare re-enrollment right now. We're not doing a lot of the things that you often do at a season. We're not doing flu shots. So we don't have to talk about the cool room project yet.
Yeah, well, it's funny, you bring up things like that, and I always just laugh because, we're already thinking about flu shots for this year. I mean, I know it's ridiculous because we always look at it, we just laugh because we're still in flu season, but now is the time for us to look and be like, okay, well, let's preventively and get ready for next year that's going to come through. So it is kind of for us, it's always an ongoing mission. It's always... We may not tackle the cool room project now. We may not be talking about Medicare Part D enrollment, but we are always thinking about those things, and we're trying to find the best way to keep up with the information so that we're always relevant. And then what we need to do to make those kind of sporadic programs successful.
Well, and some of them, people are always having that 65th birthday throughout the year. Somebody is probably going to enroll in Medicare Part D today because they are just now eligible.
Exactly. And that is such a great thing to really talk about so often, is that, yes, it's not Medicare Part D enrollment. Yes, if you don't even know what that is, you're just confused as you're listening to me.
If you're 35, don't worry about it.
Don't worry. But if you are getting closer to 65, if you are within that 12-month mark, you really need to start considering that, because there are so many guidelines that you have to follow when it comes to that. There are time frames before and after your actual birthday that you can enroll in the program. There are penalties if you don't enroll in a certain time or a certain plan, and you don't think that you're just now in this, you're probably potentially still working, you're not even really thinking about that. But there are guidelines you need to know about. And so if you are in that position, or your neighbor is in that position, or your child is it, whatever, if you know anybody who is almost 65 or getting there, that big number is coming up, give our resource coordinator, Sue Lee, a call, and she will just quickly walk through what those guidelines are, so you know and you don't miss your little window that you're given, because it's not you turn 65 and then you just roll whenever you want to. That's not how it works.
I'm 68. Can I enroll now? Well, you can, but we need your money.
Yeah, you can, but exactly. And so really understanding as you get closer to that birthday what your role is. And it doesn't matter. Yeah, maybe you're 60. Maybe you're 64. Maybe you're 60. If you want to know that information, we're more than happy to share it and really walk you through. Maybe you like to pre-plan everything. Just remember, if you do it too far out, it might change. But there are those guidelines. And so please give us a call at 918-336-8500 and let us share with you kind of those little checklists that you'll need to keep in mind as you get closer to that big 65.
Absolutely. And again, there is that window. You can do it for a few months after you're 65. But again, to take full advantage of the plan, if that's what you're going to do, then, be enrolled, let's say, 2 or 3 months before you turn 65. So everything just kind of rolls in for you.
Exactly. Yeah. You. It's a shorter window than you think it is to be able to take advantage of the whole plan.
Yeah.
So that's what we keep in mind. But I mean, these are the things that we love to talk about. It really is just kind of pre-planning for all kinds of things. We joke about the cool room project because it's still cool outside and we've been kind of dealing with winter weather. But, before you know it, this weather is going to move on out and it is going to be warm and hot. And that project is so valuable to anybody in the community who doesn't have air conditioners for the summer. You laugh it off now because you're cold. But in just a couple months, you're going to be remembering why you also hate summer.
Yeah, you are. So we have just a few days of nice weather in the spring and just a few days of nice weather in the fall sometimes. But most of the time, we're hitting one extreme or the other. But, you know, right now, you're probably getting those air conditioners reconditioned if you haven't already, sending them off to the professionals that do that sort of thing to know that, you know, when it's time to send them on their way for the summer months, that they're going to be ready to go.
Exactly. And now is the time that we're talking with community partners about, do they want to be a sponsor for that specific program? Because we do have to go in and replace and repair and do all of those things. But it's a revolving door at Elder Care and any agency, really. I mean, everyone has a revolving door of things. But, you know, the one big thing that we are deep in now, and we'll talk more about over the next month or two, is the good, the bad, the barbecue. We are meeting as planning committees, and we are moving forward.
It's a big party. It really is.
It is a big party. So go ahead and mark your calendars.
Mother's Day
weekend. Yeah, that Saturday before. That's May 11th this year. And, you know, one thing that if you've seen anything so far is that this will be our last year at the Mullendore Ranch. Not the last year for the barbecue. We're not going to say that. We're going to still have the good, the bad, the barbecue next year. It just is going to be in a different location. So if you've dragged your feet for a couple years and thought, oh, I'll get out to the Mullendore Ranch at some point, now is the time to do it, to come out and see it. So buy a table, sponsor a table, or buy individual tickets. You can do all of that, you know, by either emailing or calling Elder Care, or you can even get on the eldercarebbq.org website. That's a ticket website. You can go and read about the event and purchase tickets or tables there.
It has been a great run at the Mullendore Ranch. As the family opened their doors and said, you know, Elder Care did wonderful things for the family, and that was their opportunity to say thank you very much.
Oh, 21 years out there. So it's been a great time. So you're going to hear more and more about it as we get much closer to that May 11th. But I always love to say, mark those calendars. Think about coming this year. If you want to go out to the Mullendore Ranch, this will be the last opportunity with the good, the bad, the barbecue to do that. So you're going to want to take advantage of it for sure.
You're probably in the process of booking a band and getting all those things set, aren't you?
We are. Our committee is just fabulous, you know. And I could say almost any organization who does a fundraiser probably says the same thing. We can't do it without those volunteers who come in, and they really do a lot of legwork. And so they're working on bands and decorations and auction items and sponsorships, and down to our people who help me with the checkout or, you know, getting the auction items actually to the event, you know. And we're all hard at work meeting every couple of weeks to make sure it's all ready, and it's going to be a great event again.
Well, some of those things are silent auction items, and you're getting a certificate that you take to Price's Old Fashioned Meat Market or to someplace for the actual product. Others are products that you're actually selling, maybe a big green egg that got auctioned off by Roger or something. And those all have to get out there to the ranch.
They do. We have to load them up and get them out there and make sure that, you know, the wind isn't going to destroy anything. That's always a fear of ours, is how strong will the wind be across the way. But it's also, you know, you bring that up, but it's a great time to say, if you are in the community and you would like to support Elder Care, you could do so by either sponsoring a table or even providing an auction item. So if that's you and you think, oh, I would love to donate an auction item, and of course, everyone out there who's bidding on it is going to see your company name and all those things, that now's the time to let us know as we're gathering those things.
Okay, so again, get a hold of Jennifer or somebody at Elder Care if you have maybe you are part of a business, so it's simply as your business, you would like to, you know, donate to whatever it is your product or service is. If you're a jewelry store and you want to do a ring, or if you're a travel agency and want to set up a trip to someplace fun.
Yeah. I mean, it is good. And again, we'll talk more about that. But it is such a fun event, and it really... You just get out there, it's beautiful and laid back, and we just love it.
It's a wonderful event. It's always good weather. Can't think of any time that's actually gotten rained out. It's rained the day of the event, but it always came out pretty well. So
we've been fortunate.
Anyway, that's coming up May 11th. We're talking with Jennifer from Elder Care, and we'll get into some more meatier issues when we continue in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee, or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and again, talking elder care with Jennifer Ennis. And yes, we're forecasting things on down the road, like the good, the bad, and the barbecue, May 11th, and also getting ready for that cool room project. Don't call for the air conditioners yet. They won't be able to take your name. But again, if you are, for instance, like we said, just turning 65, let's say sometime, I don't care, May, June, July, now is the time to do that pre-planning, pre-shopping. How are you going to do it? What are you going to do it? You know, what's your plan B supplement? What's your part D supplement? Or maybe you're interested in what the heck is C anyway. So
exactly. And, you know, I love the words that we've used today, you know, pre-planning and forecasting. And I just think about it this way, in that, you know, summer is coming and you may have already been thinking, I want to go visit this family member. Or I want to go here. I want to do this. We all start making so many plans when it is nicer weather. We kind of sit in our cold, dreary homes in the winter and think, where can I go this year that's going to be better? And I bring that up to say, now is the time to start thinking about, is there something that you can do as you age? Balance gets to become a little, you know, a little bit harder sometimes. Is there things that you might feel like are going to inhibit you to do those things? And what can we do, or what can you do to really tackle those before those big summer plans come up? And so if it's a balance issue, or you've kind of been more sedentary this winter because maybe you just got sick. Maybe you got the flu and you were down for a couple weeks. It makes a big difference. And you're feeling just not as strong as you were. Physical therapy might be a great option for you now. So going in now and working on those balance issues, going in now, rebuilding that strength that you might have started to lose over the winter, or maybe you finally have gotten over something from last year and you're ready to tackle this year. It's all about being preventative. It's all about getting out there and doing those things. Yeah, you're going to need physical therapy if you have a surgery, but it is more than just an after service. It's more than just after I've had these things. There's a lot of things you can do beforehand to be really preventative, or if it's not preventative, to slow down the progress of something going on.
Well, and I don't know what's going on now because we haven't talked about it yet, but I know in the past, whether it's through Golden Opportunities or just through programs that you've had, you've offered Tai Chi, you've offered yoga, you've offered different ways to improve your life, your health and well-being, just to bring people in a couple of times a week for whatever activity is you're offering.
Yeah, and it's not just, you're right, it's not just physical therapy. And a lot of people find comfortable starting there because they've just been not physically active for a while, or really it's more of a, I don't feel steady. And so how do I really join an exercise program if I'm afraid I'm going to fall, mm-hmm. kind of thing. But on the opposite side, if you feel pretty confident and you want to start with an exercise program, Golden Opportunities offers two classes. So you could come 5 days a week if you wanted, or you can come to our Monday, Wednesday, Friday class, which is Enhanced Fitness. That's a very it's kind of three segments of cardiovascular, a little bit of light weights, and some stretching. And then there's a Tuesday, Thursday class that is Stretch and Tone. That's a very balanced, strengthening your muscles, a little bit of a yoga. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get on the floor, but you know, it's really about that strengthening of those muscles in a really relaxed, meditative kind of way. The other class is the same idea, but much more upbeat and moving. And so it kind of depends on your personality. What are you looking for? But we do. We have those classes you can get involved in. There's just a monthly charge to go, and you can be led by Bob Rowe. He was a YMCA instructor for many, many, many years. He's a massage therapist here in town. He's kind of gone into semi-retirement, and so now he's teaching over at Elder Care every day. And he's just fabulous, and he's wonderful about modifying moves for whatever whatever you have. So whether it's joining an exercise class with us, whether it's really tackling those balance issues or, you know, any other physical issue you have with physical therapy, now is the time to be doing it so that when May comes in just a short time, or June or July, it will be here before you know it. You'll be ready to go maybe to the beach or to visit your grandchildren, or take someone to the zoo, or go on a bigger trip with Golden Opportunities. Maybe you've always wanted to go on a day trip with us, but you feel a little uncomfortable. Well, tackle it now and then come with us then.
Hey, you got a deal. Sounds like a great plan. But yeah, that's what the thing like Golden Opportunity is there for. I mean, there your core programs, and I can't totally ignore things like Daybreak, because that's what everything else was kind of built on, those core programs that make elder care who and what you are. And so at least Daybreak, for those that maybe just moved to the area or haven't needed it in the past, it's an opportunity for just to get out and be among people.
Yeah, you know, the best way to kind of describe Daybreak, I mean, that's the program's name, is it's an adult day health center or an activity center. We like to say activity center because mm-hmm. that's really what it is. So, you know, it's not a place you can just show up and play dominoes for that. You really have to enroll and you have to kind of come into the program. But it's really wonderful.
Not that they don't occasionally play dominoes.
Yeah, they do. But I'm saying, you know, it's not somewhere today you can just come on in and say, I'm ready to play some activities. You know, there is a process of getting into Daybreak. But what it is it's for those who are looking for a more consistent way of being active. You know, Golden Opportunities, it is a program where we go out once a month. We do a trip once a month. We do a class once a month, an activity. So if you're already involved in a lot of things, maybe that once a month thing is perfect for you. Maybe you find you're not as involved as you would like to be. So Daybreak is something that is daily. It is something you can come once a day or 5 days a week and get that interaction that you're hoping, whether it's playing games or working on arts and crafts or just being around people. Maybe you're just tired of sitting at home by yourself. And so you can come into Daybreak. You can be there for the day and then go home. And while you're with us, we provide breakfast, lunch, and a snack. And we provide all the activities and the support that you need. There's Bible studies once a week and music and exercise. They even have their own exercise programs that run throughout the day. So mm-hmm. you can come play dominoes and exercise, and you're going to be great. It's going to be really fun. And so that's the best way, I think, to describe why do we have two activity programs. Well, mm-hmm. one is more of a daily activity, and one is really, I'm kind of pretty busy already, but I do want to meet new people. So I'm going to do the more occasional thing.
It's a good plan. I think you've worked it out well to offer the alternatives for people. Like you said, if you're there 5 days a week, 4 days a week, 3 days a week for Daybreak, and maybe that's your primary out-of-the-home outlet, okay, other than going to something at the community center or something on an occasional basis.
Yeah, and, you know, Daybreak is also wonderful because when you go out with Golden Opportunities, you're getting in and off a bus. You're really being very physically active. Well, you know, at some point, that might not be an option for you, and you never know why, but, you know, there's lots of reasons for it. And so maybe you can't get on and off a bus, and you don't want to limit yourself. So whether you're super active like a Golden Opportunities person, or whether, you know, you're just not as much, in Daybreak, we have things for everybody. There's a large scope of a very highly active to just a little more sedentary as well. So it can really hit a large scope. So you don't have to worry about getting in and off a bus or anything like that. There is for somebody who maybe is caregiving. So you have a loved one who maybe has been recently diagnosed with a memory care issue. Well, we can also accommodate there at Daybreak as well. So it's not an issue for us, if you want to come on in and you know, you're a little forgetful, that's okay. No big deal. You can still enjoy all of that socialization in a really protected way. And so there's so many scopes that we can hit, and we can tailor Daybreak for almost anybody. That's what I love about it. Golden Opportunity, you know, you got to get on and off the bus. You're kind of very specific. But Daybreak, it hits everybody. And so if you're interested in coming and taking a tour of Daybreak, if you're interested in talking to someone about that, we love having people at our at our building. So you can call for a tour or just stop by. We'd love to walk you around and show you our beautiful facility and talk about those things. Same thing with physical therapy or any program. If you just want to know what we do, give us a call. We will take you on a tour or talk about it on the phone. And then a little bit of what we talked about last month is, if you have a question about aging and you don't even know where to start, let us be your starting point. Mm-hmm. And if we don't know the answer, we will get you to someone who does. And so that way you're not having to rely on old Google who has 12 million, you know, responses to your question. Exactly. Let us do it.
And Google is great telling you what's in New York or Chicago, but it may or may not have everything listed for Bartlesville. Hey, thank you so much, Jennifer, for coming in. And thank you for giving us an update on what's everything going on in elder care. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thank you.
May 11th for the good, the bad, and the barbecue.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Two teenagers whose bodies were found in separate incidents at Lake Overholser in Oklahoma.